This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the fact that April is Civitan Awareness Month, and I'm happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that is a good friend and a person that you've probably heard on the air before, Bill Kenyon, who is the Vice President of Membership for Civitan of Lenawee. Bill, it's good to have you on the program.
Great to be here, Dale, and thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to talk about Civitan.
Well, you know, it's one of the great organizations that we have here in Lenawee County, and being that April is the Awareness Month for Civitan, kind of tell us a little bit about the background of how Civitan got started, Bill.
Well, Civitan's an international organization, so way back in the early 1900s, a group of men, businessmen in Birmingham, Alabama, decided that they wanted to do some things to serve their community. This was kind of as World War I was wrapping up, and they started this organization called Civitan, and one of the catchphrases was Builders of Good Citizenship.
Mm.
But at some point along the way, the focus became helping people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. And that has been the international focus of Civitan for many years. Civitan of Lenawee started in 1969. Grant Swift, who some people will remember, was the director of the Lenawee County Fair
for many years.
He and 24 other guys got together and formed the Civitan Club of Lenawee back in 1969, and we were the first international service club to admit women members.
All right.
And we did it voluntarily.
We
didn't have to be told.
That's right.
And so so we have had women involved for many, many years, and we have had and currently have women in our presidential role.
And excellent.
We're proud of that.
Yeah.
And so, again, our focus is also people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We're involved heavily with the Hope Community Center and Goodwill. Those two organizations serve that population.
That's right.
And we're pleased to be involved with both of those organizations. And of course, a part of our history is heavily involved with the Hope Community Center in particular, because it was a group of Civitans 50 years ago now, as we know.
It doesn't seem to be that it's been that long ago. Wow.
Decided that we needed to find a place where people with intellectual and developmental disabilities could find a place for recreation and socialization. And so the Hope Community Center was founded. It had a couple of, at least that I know of, a couple of different locations that I'm familiar with. I actually joined Civitan while they were meeting at one of those other locations. But the year that I joined Civitan, the current location of the Hope Community Center on Baker Street was under construction.
Yeah.
And very soon thereafter was dedicated. Civitan was actually led the fundraising effort with the leadership. We had the volunteer chair of that effort was the late Dr. John Dawson, former president of Adrian College.
Yeah.
And Civitan very proudly was a part of raising the money for that facility. And we've been involved ever since.
And it's been a very wonderful building and the programs there that are being done there. And it's just wonderful. And very special because of the fact that it's kind of one of a kind in the area.
It really is. It's truly unique. And even among Civitan organizations around the country, we have been the recipient at Civitan of several awards at the international level due to our service to people with developmental and intellectual disabilities, that some of which have been specifically oriented to the Hope Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, one of our international awards recently was during COVID, where we came up with a way to continue to serve that population, even though we were all sheltered and that type of thing. We created a program called Civitan Cares, where once a month we would deliver to people who fit the category of what Hope Center clients would be,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing, with some kind of a little gift of some kind. Sometimes it was a little project they could do at home, might be some kind of a little puzzle or something like that.
Sure.
And we would put this together. We wound up with a list of about 300 people that we were delivering that to. And even after COVID ended and stuff, we are still doing that now.
Wow.
We still do that once a month.
That's great.
But back in, based on what we were doing with that, and I believe it was in 2022 at the international convention, Civitan of Lenawee was recognized as having the outstanding service project for people with developmental and intellectual disabilities.
That's great. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. You know, another thing that's very cool I want to touch upon before we go any farther is that there is a bit of a special person that came to Lenawee County in regards to the Special Olympics, which we will get into here. But tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Just real briefly, right around the time that Civitan was getting started, Civitan of Lenawee, we got involved right away with the Special Olympics. And I'm not sure how strong the Civitan connection was to this particular situation, whether it just happened to, you know, coalesce at the same time.
Yeah.
But Rose Kennedy, the mother of John F. Kennedy, came to Adrian. She was heavily involved in the Special Olympics at the national
level. That's right, yeah.
And she came and stayed with then Dr. and Mrs. Dawson, who were the president and first lady of Adrian College, and at the president's house. And to think, you know, that the mother of the former president was right here in Adrian.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, one of the sad things for the Dawsons was that they had a son that had been killed in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
And when I worked at Adrian College several years ago, and Dr. and Mrs. Dawson were still alive, I had a chance to talk to her when I was visiting Dr. Dawson, and she said just this wonderful moment of sharing with Rose Kennedy in their living room, in the living room of the president's house, about the fact that they had each lost a son in service to their country.
Yeah.
And it was very meaningful to her.
Sure.
And about 2 weeks after Rose Kennedy had visited here, the Dawsons received a very nice package, and it was like an 8-place set of presidential china.
No
from
kidding.
The White House.
Wow.
That she was sending as a thank you gift for their hospitality.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Simply amazing.
And well, sometimes here we are in Adrian, Michigan, we don't realize that those special moments ever happened.
Yeah, that's right. We think, you know, we're quite a little town, but a lot of big things happen here in Adrian and Lenawee County.
That's right.
That is for sure. Well, let's jump from that to the fact that the Special Olympics will be coming up here very soon here in Lenawee County.
Yep. It's a May event. This year it'll be May 15th, Friday, May 15th. It will be on the campus of Siena Heights University again. We look forward to that. We have great sponsorships organizations that help support that event. We are already signing up athletes. It's so much fun for me, Dale, when I'm either at the Hope Center or at Goodwill, when I run into some of the members that I know, and they're already geeked, you know, for
sure.
The Special Olympics. You know, they're so excited. Oh, Bill, are you going to be at the Special Olympics? You know, well, of course I'll be there, you know.
Yeah,
it's an event I try not to miss ever.
Well, so who is involved then? I mean, to participate, is it just here in Lenawee County?
No, typically we have people from, historically, we've had people from Hillsdale County, Monroe County, and Lenawee County. There's a region, I think it's Region 29 of the Special Olympics. And I'm not sure what
that,
all that
good.
Includes.
Yeah.
But and I have not been involved in the leadership of Special Olympics. I always volunteer.
Yeah.
Some years I've been the announcer and things like that. In fact, I think that might be what I'm asked to do again this year, and I'm happy to do that. It is such a joyous event, and to see the smile on these athletes' faces, and you know, one of the great stories that I have that relates to the Special Olympics, when Jim Lyle, who ended up was the football coach at Adrian College and then ended up coaching at Siena Heights, Jim had been a special ed teacher and heavily involved in the Special Olympics before he became the football coach at Adrian College. Well, when he was invited to talk to then college president Stan Kane about being the head football coach, one of the things that Stan related to me was that Jim said, you know, Stan, I've been involved with the Special Olympics for a long time, and we have a little different definition of winning.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for someone to just rack up a win-loss record for your football program, I might not be the right guy. And Stan looked at him and said, no, Jim, that's why you are the right guy.
Oh, wow.
Because we want to develop people of character.
Dear, for sure. Well, and we'll be looking forward to that coming up in May, and it's going to be May 15th.
May 15th, and it usually starts around 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
We'll have more details about that coming out between now and then. In fact, we might even want to be on talk a little bit maybe on Saturday morning as
That's
we get
right.
closer.
We look forward to that.
That would be kind of fun.
We're quickly running out of time. Let's touch upon the fact that this is going to be a very special 4th of July parade that is always hosted by Civitan, too.
Hosted by Civitan, and of course, this is the 250th year of our country.
That's right. So
we're going to make a special effort. I was just thinking about this morning. I don't have a strong role in this, but I have some ideas about how we can make it bigger and better than ever.
And, well, we'll look forward to that. Yeah. And also, you're going to be having a visitor night to encourage people who may be interested in becoming members of Civitan.
Yeah, and that's this coming Wednesday, just a couple of nights from now, and at Red Lobster at 5:30. And if people are interested, they can reach out. We have a Facebook page on a Civitan Facebook page that they can go to, Civitan of Lenawee Facebook page, and let us know that they're interested. A part of our deal that night is that if somebody comes to visit as a prospective member, we'll buy their dinner.
Oh, nice, nice. So, absolutely. Well, make sure that if you are interested in becoming a member of Civitan, it's going to be on April the 1st
right
at 5:30 p.m. That's no fooling.
That's right. That's not an April Fool's joke.
At Red Lobster here in Adrian, and come and check it out. We'll talk more about the things that will be coming up as the time goes on, especially with Special Olympics and, of course, the 4th of July parade, too. Bill, thank you so much, and we appreciate you bringing out the awareness for Civitan Awareness Month for the month of April.
Well, and we appreciate WLAN for doing Community Conversation. This is a great way for those of us in the nonprofit realm and the service club realm and all that to get the word out about our activities.
Bill Kenyon, who is the Vice President of Membership there at Civitan of Lenawee. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Dale.